Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people, because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I know we've been talking about coaching. Unfortunately, it has to deal with the Raiders. But right now, we're going to switch gears. We're going to have a conversation with someone who is coaching right now. Head coach for Florida Atlantic. They went to the Final Four earlier this year. We're being joined right now by Dusty May. Coach May, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking the time to join us. I know it's been a difficult 24 hours with the passing of Bob Knight. For the audience and everyone listening not familiar, you spent 4 years as student manager out at Indiana. I guess my first question is, how the heck did you end up with that position, and how did you connect with Coach Knight?
Well, I did a lot of odd jobs growing up, and I'd done some miscellaneous work for the team doctor, Dr. Larry Rink, who's a legendary cardiologist. And he wanted to help me get into coaching, and he just told me over and over if I wanted to be a coach, I needed to go work. Obviously, I never called him Bob, but he did. And so he got my foot in the door. And at the time, there weren't walk-ons, there weren't video coordinators. So the manager staff had a lot of responsibility, and you could develop a role and ways to contribute. So that got my foot in the door, and then every year just tried to do a little bit more. But it was a great experience.
Dusty May is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Now, you mentioned that there were no video coordinators, et cetera, things of that nature. What exactly did your job entail for Coach Knight? I'm sure you were doing plenty of odd jobs even in that role.
Yeah, as a freshman and sophomore manager, you're doing a lot of the menial tasks, the typical managerial duties. And then by the time you get to be a junior, you could be in charge of stats. You could be in charge of the video room. You could be assisting the assistant coaches in scouting. And so you go more into specialization roles, and whatever you're good at, you kind of went to that area. But it was great training, because like I said, the staff were so small then. There were 3 assistant coaches, and there was a trainer on Indiana staff. There weren't there were staffs like there are now. So it was a great way to almost be an unpaid intern to get the practical experience that you needed to do the job when you were done.
What did you take away from that experience? We obviously look at the basketball results that you've had coaching Florida Atlantic, but what life experience did you take away from working with Coach Knight?
I think the standards, he sets the standard every single day with focus, attention to detail, concentration, intensity. And then I think the one thing now, he was so stubborn with the way he felt like the game should be played. And I think sometimes as coaches, we give in to maybe taking a little bit less than what we believe is the right way to do things, or the right way the game should be played. And so it's always a slippery slope, but those are the things, in addition to the preparation and the love of helping people and being a great teacher.
No human being is perfect, Coach May, and neither was Coach Knight. There are people who were critical, still be critical. What would you say to any individual who wouldn't know Coach Knight that may kind of maybe swing them in another direction of thought?
Well, I think when you look at the amount of love and respect and admiration his former players have for him, the people who really count, that would be the basis of my opinion. And then after that, obviously, we all have moments that we're probably not proud of, and I think all of us humans have that. So, but I think the good by far outweighs the bad, and he's helped so many people, impacted so many lives, and a method to most of his madness. It was very calculated.
There are a lot of folks who can look and say, oh, there's so much noise, and he was such a big personality. And sometimes I feel his contribution to the game of basketball kind of gets pushed to the side because of his personality. When you think about the X's and O's, what would you say his influence has been on the game?
Oh, it's every level of every sport. I mean, even pieces of you turn on the NBA game tonight and pieces of his motion offense with the screening angles, with the ways to manipulate space. I mean, he has a hand in all levels of basketball, all types of basketball, and then obviously his man-to-man defense. And he evolved, he changed. I mean, I was there his last 4 years, and he had even went from his traditional man-to-man defense to switching and pre-switching and doing some more creative modern things. So he always evolved, but his attention to detail and ability to teach, make complex people were probably, I think, some of his greatest gifts.
Head coach of Florida Atlantic is joining us, Dusty May, here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, as we talk about the legacy of Coach Bobby Knight. You talk about change, and we've seen so much change in the space of basketball. Just over the past 20 or so, 25 years, from your exposure with Coach Knight up until now, how have you seen the game change?
Well, it seems like it almost changes every few years, and you even hear so much about the European influence, and then you watch, and they're running some variation of flex or floppy. And, you know, I think the game is so cyclical, but now that the athletes are so big, the court's so small that you have to have shooting. And so, obviously, the rules of the game have changed, especially at the NBA level. But, yeah, I just think it's like everything else. It comes in cycles. For a few years, you see a lot of this, and then it phases out, and then you see this, and then it phases out. So I think everything just kind of goes in a full circle, very similar to probably the fashion industry where, you know, our parents probably wore bell-bottoms, and someday they'll be back in vogue again. It's not as if someone's creating a new brand of pants. It's just it's coming back around.
Hey, Coach May, I think the bell-bottoms, I think I remember them last in maybe 97, 98, so we'll probably do, okay?
Well, if you see me, I don't have any fashion sense, so I don't really know.
Coach Dusty May from Florida Atlantic is joining us. You talk about the changes stylistically, the way the game is played. But from your perspective, when you have to think about coaching, we hear the stories, we see it about the athletes being a little bit more sensitive. What are your thoughts on how the approach from a coaching perspective has changed? Is it a little bit more kid gloves?
No question. It's difficult to coach players in front of their peers like you want to sometimes because there's just not enough time to do it all individually. But, yeah, there's so many factors. But, you know, this is the first generation of young people that don't need adults for information. And so if we don't tell them the why, then they want to know why before they do it. And it's all natural. I mean, if you're curious anyway, you want to know the why you're doing anything. So I don't think it's all bad. But, yeah, I mean, every generation of people changes, and we have to change the way we communicate at times. But at the end of the day, the messages are still there, the unselfishness, playing for each other. It's a little more difficult, I think, to get these young people to believe in it. Whereas I think when we were growing up, us over 40 or whatever the case, we just believed it because our coaches told us. And now we have to convince them. We have to persuade them why it's best for them as well. And so it's just different. But, you know, it's going to be different in 10 years. It's going to be different in 20 years. So it's up to us teachers and coaches to evolve with how, you know, current generations are raised.
Well, Coach May, I want to know how you continue to move your message along. I mean, you guys with Florida Atlantic, y'all went to the Final Four last year. You're bringing back your starters. How do you keep the guys motivated? What do you do? It's human nature, as you said, to kind of become complacent a little bit.
Yeah, our issue, I don't think, has been complacency as much as probably a little bit too much ego, where we've been told how great we are, and I think it just gradually seeps in, and it's not intentional, but it does happen. So sometimes you have to get humbled by the game. Sometimes you can figure out ways to be humbled and still win. And so we're in that process. We know it's going to be very, very difficult, especially early on, because we're going to get everyone's best shot emotionally. And so we're fighting it every day, but we're still trying to focus on us, and we're not trying to pick up where we left off in April. We're simply trying to be good enough to win early in the season and then grow throughout the year and be playing our best ball late. And I think sometimes when you bring everyone back, you simply expect pick up where you left off, and if you're not up 15 points in the first 5 minutes of the game, you're disappointed. You play tight, so we've just got to refocus and realize we've got to climb another mountain, an even bigger mountain.
Hey, Coach May, I wish you guys nothing but the best for this upcoming season. Hopefully, we talk to you a couple more times, and maybe it's back at that Final Four. I know that would certainly be great. when you think about Coach Knight, just to kind of summarize and wrap things up here, just give me one final summation on what he meant to you.
Well, you know, I'm someone that has no background in the game. I have no relatives, no background in basketball, but simply for the reason I worked for him, he gave me an opportunity to be in his program. I was able to grow and progress in a business where I had no connections. And so I don't think that's common, but just the because of what he created, people knew that if you worked under him, then you're going to have a high level of competency. You're going to have a strong passion for the game. So there's, I think, probably a close to 0% chance I'd be a college head coach right now if I simply didn't have the opportunity to be a part of his program.
Well, Coach May, thank you again for taking the time to hop on a tough 24 hours. I wish you nothing but the best with this upcoming season with Florida Atlantic. Okay, good luck.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Hey everyone, you've probably heard us talking about Magnificent Jerk. It's a story about discovering family secrets buried in a low-budget 90s thriller starring Rob Lowe and Ice-T. Magnificent Jerk takes you on a journey through Chinatown gangs, drug robberies, Hollywood reinvention, and a family confronting its unspoken past. It's the true story about a fake story about a real life. Magnificent Jerk is an Apple original podcast produced by Pineapple Street Studios. All episodes are available now. Follow and listen on Apple Podcasts.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This holiday season, ask for concert and comedy tickets. Create your wish list at LiveNation.com. Choose from thousands of the hottest shows, including Chelsea Handler, Doja Cat, Jonas Brothers, New Kids on the Block, Niall Horan, Tim McGraw, and more. Just sign in, add your favorite shows, and send a helpful hint to family and friends. It's never been easier to get what you want. An unforgettable night out with your favorite artists. Create your wish list today at LiveNation.com/wishlist.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.